Thank you for taking the time to view this program. This program will provide an overview of Midwest Stone Institute and what to expect before and after your kidney stone treatment. Midwest Stone Institute is a nonprofit corporation. We have provided kidney stone treatment services for the St. Louis community and surrounding areas since 1985. We also support urological research and education at Washington and St. Louis University Schools of Medicine. At Midwest Stone Institute, stones in the kidney and ureter are treated in a machine called an extracorporeal shockwave lithotripter. What is lithotripsy? Extracorporeal shockwave lithotripsy, in very general terms, is the non-invasive treatment of urinary stones anywhere within the kidney or ureter. The addition of extracorporeal shockwave to lithotripsy means that the treatment is done from outside the body. No incisions are made, no fiber optic scopes, nor any tubes are introduced into your body. The treatment is done with shockwaves generated from outside the body. These shockwaves are focused on the stone and travel through the body until they contact the stone. The stone is literally shaken and vibrated apart into small pieces. These stone fragments are then passed over the next 1 to 2 weeks with urination. Kidney stones are present in upwards of 10% of the population. They can be composed of many different mineral compounds, the most common of which is calcium. Stones are found with the onset of pain, blood in the urine, or discovered while having other diagnostic procedures performed. After you have seen your urologist and determination that lithotripsy is the treatment of choice for your stone, the urologist's office will contact Midwest Stone Institute to schedule your procedure. Midwest Stone Institute will then contact you to verify information, ask you questions, and give you instructions about where to go and when. For you and your doctor's convenience, Midwest Stone offers two sites for your treatment. These two sites are Barnes Jewish Hospital South Campus on Kings Highway and Barnes Jewish West County Hospital on Olive and Mason Roads. The kidney stone machine or lithotripter is the same at both sites. On the day that your treatment is scheduled, you will arrive to the admitting department approximately 2 hours prior to your treatment. At Barnes Jewish Hospital on Kings Highway, you will go to the outpatient surgery registration area located on the third floor. To reach the outpatient surgery registration area, take the elevators located in the lobby by the lobby fountain. At Barnes Jewish West County Hospital on Olive Boulevard, you will go to the admitting department unless you are scheduled to be at the hospital prior to 7:30 a.m. If you are scheduled to be at the hospital prior to 7:30 a.m. at the West County location, you will go to the emergency room for registration. During registration, you will be interviewed by admitting and nursing personnel. Also at this time, any blood samples that are needed will be obtained. An X-ray will also be obtained to determine the exact location of your stone prior to your treatment. Approximately 1 hour before your procedure, you will be taken to the preoperative holding area. Here, you will meet your anesthesia personnel. They will discuss your anesthetic options with you to determine the best choice for you. During this interview process, an IV will be started. Once your doctor and anesthesia personnel are ready, you will be wheeled to the area where the lithotripter is located. At Barnes Jewish West County Hospital, the machine is located at the rear of the hospital. At Barnes Jewish Hospital on Kings Highway, the machine is located within the operating rooms. Prior to your treatment, you will be brought into the lithotripter room. You will then be placed into a reclining seat called the gantry. You will then be placed in position with your arms secured on armrests away from the X-ray cameras. Once secured, you will be lowered into the warm water. While in the tub, X-rays are used to locate and position your stone in the focal point. The procedure normally takes 35 to 45 minutes. You will be comfortable during the procedure. If at any time you are not comfortable, the procedure is halted until your anesthesia personnel can adjust your medications so that you are comfortable. Once your treatment has been completed, you will be taken to the recovery area until you are ready to be released to go home. The criteria for discharge are: 1. your ability to keep fluids and light food down. 2, your ability to urinate. 3, you are able to walk or bear your own weight. 4, you are comfortable and understand the medications that have been given to you and how to take them. When these 4 criteria have been met, you will be sent home with your family or friends. Things to expect after your procedure. 1, mild discomfort in your lower back area. 2, possible discoloration or mild bruising or swelling of your lower back area. 3, pink or blood-tinged urine when you urinate. These 3 things are normal following your procedure. If you experience severe pain and require more than 1 dose of the strong pain medicine your doctor prescribed for you when you left the recovery room, or you develop a fever, or if you develop any severe nausea accompanied by vomiting, then you should call your doctor or Midwest Stone Institute. Either your doctor or one of the Midwest Stone Institute personnel will call you back to further discuss your problem. If for some reason you are unable to contact either your physician or Midwest Stone Institute, you should go to the nearest emergency room for further evaluation. The discomfort in your back should feel better within 24 hours. If there is swelling on your back, you may alternate ice packs and a heating pad or warm bath. Do not hesitate to take your pain medication. The blood in the urine usually disappears within the first 24 hours. Occasional blood in your urine is most likely due to stone fragments traveling to your bladder. Fragments can start to pass immediately and up to several weeks after your lithotripsy procedure. Another common outcome following lithotripsy may include mild nausea. Some patients have a stent placed in their urinary tract to prevent any obstruction. If you have an indwelling stent, it is common for you to feel as though you have to use the restroom more often than normal, and you might even have some discomfort in your bladder area. Also, if you have an indwelling ureteral stent, you may not pass many stone fragments as they are usually held up in the urinary tract by the stent. When your urologist removes your stent, you will likely pass many of the small fragments that were created during your lithotripsy procedure. Prior to discharge, MSI will provide you with after-procedure instructions, any x-rays which you brought to the hospital, and a strainer kit and instructions. The strainer kit will be used to catch fragments during urination after the procedure to identify your stone composition. A stone composition report will then be sent to your urologist. Instructions on where to mail the stone fragments are contained in the kit. If you have any further questions or problems, please do not hesitate to call us at 314-542-0880 or 1-800-770-0880 or browse our website at www.mwstone.com. Thank you from all of us at the Midwest Stone Institute. We hope to make your lithotripsy experience as pleasant as possible.